Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Welcome to Inside the Comedian with me, David Reed. In this episode, I'll be interviewing Tom Bell.
Actor, writer, comedian, yes, chef.
Chef is, yes.
Forklift driver.
That's right.
Tomb Raider.
Uh-oh.
Top hat.
There we are.
Iron Scotty dog boat. Tom Bell. Welcome to Inside the Comedian.
Such a treat to be here.
Yeah, but it is a treat for all of us.
Just hearing that list back.
I know. And it must seem like such a long time ago now that you were a boat. but... You know. Please.
Yes and no, David. Yes and no.
Really?
Because it's always there with you.
You run the bath and you think, I could float on you, little shit. You never lose the muscle
you know
memory,
you
do
want
you?
To.
You never lose.
But then you're very aware you're not getting as clean as you could and you think, sink, you bastard.
Oh, yes,
and then
of course.
It's
but you can't
there.
Go back.
You shouldn't go back.
You shouldn't go back. You simply mustn't go back.
Go back. to think I'm finally here. On this stool, the amount of times I've put the old podcast on.
I know.
Fond memories of this show, and I'm just so glad
you.
To be here.
Thank you.
The Michael Legg episode was great.
Thank you. That's a particular fan favourite.
One of my faves. Real hit.
Real hit.
Saw him actually in the Dirty Panda in Hove.
Did you? Before it closed.
Sad we lost that one.
That's a shame.
What a performer.
Oh, it was an incredible space, wasn't it? It was sort of like an arena that just went down and down.
It kept going, didn't it?
Kept going
down. Too far, some would say.
Some would say too far. Only five seats at the top.
Five seats at the top. And one on sort of a bungee rope that it would go down.
Down.
And up. And down.
And the comedian was right at the bottom.
Right at the bottom.
80, 90 foot down.
Oh, it was.
I mean,
we miss it.
We do, and you don't and see venues like that. It's
you
also
don't.
Corporate these days.
It is very corporate.
It's also corporate.
But it didn't translate to screen, did it? You know,
it
that's
didn't
the trouble.
Translate
they would
to
just
screen.
Be screaming, "Get me out of the bed!"
And you know, when you were there, it was funny.
Oh, it was
but
wonderful.
If you put a camera on it, it was just
lost something, didn't it? It lost something.
Yeah,
it lost something.
Really
in
lost
the
something.
Magic, but a wonderful.
And
venue.
You know, that was Hove's loss as well as humanity's loss.
It really was Hove's loss. Although there are, you know, these days the fringes. There are people. You know, it's not the same, but they've dug down to about 60 foot, haven't they?
Yeah, they have. They have to try and recreate the memory, but it's just not the same.
I mean, because you know.
Yeah.
We know. I mean, you see acts these days, they'll lie on the floor, they'll try to get the same.
Trying to recreate the height difference.
They'll make...
But it's just
they'll
not
use,
the same.
You know, mirrors or whatever. It doesn't. Yeah. It's not the same.
No, but it's nice to see them try, isn't it? Mm. Because innovation is alive in comedy. I truly believe that.
That's why it's so powerful.
It's so powerful, isn't it? Tom Bell, thank you so
anyway,
much.
I'm such a fan. Thank
it's
you.
Quite, it's quite. Thank you so much. What are you working on at the moment? Speaking of the future.
As is often the way, you want to give back, don't you, to the society that helped you. So I'm trying to teach others, teach the younglings. A lot of young kids out there hoping to be boats.
And there's less funding than there used to be for that sort of thing.
It's a shame, really, the boat market is now... They're good kids, but they've got rich parents. And it's a shame because you're missing something... I feel like the working class.
I know. I mean,
boats really bring a lot.
I am
more
happy hair. For them. I am happy for them. But when your Eddie Redmaynes and your Benedict Cumberbatches
yes.
just present themselves as a boat on television, and you sort of feel
You sort of feel
you
happy
do.
They're doing it well, but that there's something missing.
Oh, there's nothing wrong with their boat. I mean, there's no water getting in there. It's terrific stuff.
Oh, absolutely. You know, there are enough lifeboats. You know, they've got a prow.
The prow is fantastic. But you feel like 20 years ago there would have been...
It's not John Hurt's boat.
It's not John Hurt's boat, is it? And where's the danger? Where's the edge?
Where is it? I don't know.
The rigging... Some rigging come loose.
No, they're all so tight. That's right. Very tight, aren't they? Catamarans. The lot of them. The lot of them.
Well, we could sit in name boats all
we
night.
Could sit in name boats. Quite
and
right.
We did, didn't we, the other night? And that
we
was
did,
wonderful actually, to catch
we
up.
We did, until the morn.
We kept going.
I would name a boat, then you
I would
name
a boat.
And you know what? It never stopped.
It didn't stop, because we didn't set the rule that the boats had to be different.
No, we didn't. It went round Mary Celeste for a number of hours.
Oh, hours on end.
Hours.
No, fun, wonderful. Tom Bell. You have to catch up.
You do. Every now and again. But Tom so Bell, wonderful. Can laughter heal the world?
Well, I mean... I remember the day I realised that I had a gift.
What day was that? Can I guess?
Well, I think you do know, but yes.
It was a Thursday.
Well, it certainly was. Yeah. Uncanny.
I knew
that's
it was.
That's why he does this thing. And it was the day of my birth. And my memory of it is slight now. But the midwife... My father tells the story better than I do, but he said the midwife said she'd never seen a funnier birth. And, you know... And they were laughing so much, David, that they couldn't administer the help my mother needed. It was a very long birth. But she didn't... She was loving it. And what was the question again? I slightly forget. Healing the world. Well, I think, you know...
That was a jumping off point. I'm far more interested in what happened to your mother at that particular did she make it? I mean,
yes.
Well, that's a happy ending.
Yes,
that's happy. And comedy needs them, doesn't it? It does.
We've never spoken since.
That's understandable. If you were the reason she got no medical attention,
4 days we were there, and I keep popping back in and coming back. I was loving it.
I mean, everyone loves Frasier.
A crowd gathered, and then no, but healing the world, it's true, and we do need to heal, and I think that's what we are, healers, you know. And I'm not saying let's replace medicine with comedy. But it might be worth a shout.
You can buy jokes at Boots now. And that's a wonderful development.
It's a wonderful development. And I'm just saying, who's to say all this bloody... these doctors and all that? It's all very well, isn't it?
It is all very well.
But what's better than a good old chuckle?
Absolutely nothing. Nothing is better than that, Tom Bell. You've had a long and glittering career.
Well, thank you.
And I want to emphasise glittering. And
that's
many,
right.
Many critics are saying that you're not even close to being dead. So where did the career begin?
Well, like I said, I mean, I, you know, even though I knew I was funny early on, I suppose you don't think that it could be a career, do you?
No, I mean, no, you don't.
As a young child, you dream of all the normal things a young child would dream of. Not a comedian, you think of boat. au pair. Poor children.
Absolutely.
Even around other children.
Puppy farmer,
something like that.
Yeah.
Fruit. You don't really understand jobs at that age, do you?
You don't. You just sort of say what you see.
Think people
don't you?
Love fruit and that might.
Bottle of Drambuie.
Exactly, that sort of thing. Please speak to me, mother.
Yes.
Put that down.
But
and it's a balance, isn't it? Because if you're funny all the time...
Then you're funny none of the time. That's what they say. And Tom, you famously have been to the Edinburgh Fringe Festival more than any other man on earth.
That's right.
Have you ever thought about taking a show there?
Ha ha ha!
because it just seems like such a good opportunity.
Every year I think about it.
Yeah.
But it's the deadline whizzes past, and you're expected to get. I mean, we my glitter and care and all that. But I think written material, I've got well 4 minutes total, haven't I? And in that some way short, even on a mixed bill, that's difficult.
It's hard to share a bill when you have 4 minutes. Yes.
Absolutely.
No, I can see that. That makes sense. That makes a lot of sense. So yours has been an unorthodox start.
The Fringe is one way to go.
It is one way,
David.
It is one way.
And it certainly worked for, you know, many people.
I mean, we could list them all.
We could, and we did the other night.
We did. We did.
And we forgot the rule again, didn't we?
We did. Jimmy Carr.
Jimmy Carr.
Jimmy, that was autumn for us.
Mary Celeste. Mary. Gone too soon.
I mean, you forgot
very
two
funny.
Rules.
I do forget rules.
Yes.
But no, it's on my list.
It's
not
a long
old list.
Well, there's a long time yet, Tom Bell.
Let's hope so.
So, you're probably best known for all of those very well-drawn characters you do on television.
Mm.
And...
Yes. The radio ones are terrible, aren't they?
For some reason, you never quite make it.
Didn't work.
No.
Didn't work at all on radio.
It's something about your face and your body that's missing from radio, I think.
People say to me, Tom, your knack for impressions is incredible. How do you do it? And I'll let you in a little secret here, because, I mean, I know this is why we come on these shows. A lot of celebrities base their entire personality on me. Little skits. I'll be in a pub, and Nova will come, whoever it may be.
Yes. So,
Bonnie Tyler. That's,
It is always Bonnie Tyler.
It's usually Bonnie. But I'll be just doing a little skit, and Bonnie will say... Can I use that? That's a real voice, David.
That is, I know.
Can I use that?
Yes,
yes, Bonnie.
That's possibly the problem, you see, because when you then do Bonnie on radio, people go, that's a piss poor attempt at nothing.
Doesn't work.
And but of course, it's how she speaks. Mm. It's how she speaks.
And those reviews, and I know we hadn't spoken for a while after you published those, David, but I think they were fair, and I'm happy with them now, because it was one of the worst Bonnie Tyler impressions on radio that night.
And everyone's got one, haven't they?
And that's the thing. If it's not new, it's a revolving door.
Everyone's got one of those.
Exactly.
As well. Everyone does Bonnie Tyler and a revolving door. Those are the two.
Exactly. Bloody hell, Phil Whelan's Bonnie Tyler.
Oh, my God. I mean, he comes up a lot on this show.
Every episode, I'm hoping.
See.
So, yes, but I suppose I am sort of best known for that.
But how you segued into drama as well, of course, wasn't it? It was through your characters. People thought, you know what? Mm. I think he could do this without being funny.
Mm.
And and of course, they were right, weren't they?
Mm.
They were right.
Mm.
Yes. So
wonderful, wonderful time of my life.
Any highlights?
You have to be fearless with drama, because, I mean, they'll eat you alive, David. They'll say, here's the script, and I'll just rip it up. I'll throw it in their face, and I'll say, take that up, because I'm going to need to learn that. I should have read that last night, probably, and I didn't bother, to be honest. And I'll say, get me some bloody shoes. Because one thing, and I'll give you this tip, entrances and exits.
Right.
If you walk in need of shoes, they're going to notice. They're going to say, get this man some shoes, and then you've got their attention. But in a way, we're all wearing costumes.
Well, that's interesting, Tom. Whatever do you mean by that?
The tears are always there, aren't they, David?
Yes.
One eye, I'm winking a cheeky laugh. And the other eye, it's I'm just sad for the world.
And that's why one side of your face is so well moisturized.
Exactly, and the other side, really crispy.
Yes, yes.
Crispy, and they'd have to, often in these dramas, they could only shoot one side of my face. And they'd say, here's a trailer, here, you know, they give you everything. What do you want? Here's a sandwich, bloody hell. Thank you. I mean, you feel like you can't send a sandwich away, some poor sap's.
I know, they've gone to get you a sandwich.
Sandwich.
I mean, if you ever want a trailer or a sandwich,
and then I'd
become an actor.
I'd say, thank you very much. And I'd shove them out and I'd lift up the floor of the trailer. I'd just be digging. Dig.
And of course, you would reach the wheel arches pretty soon.
I would.
Yes.
And the whole thing would collapse in on me and they'd say, we've lost another one.
Yeah.
And, stop digging, you.
And Felicity Kendall would be furious. And
oh, she would. Stop digging! That was before.
Again, exactly how
that's
she
how
sounds.
How she speaks, but you, to hear her now, you wouldn't think that.
You wouldn't think that.
Stop digging, you shite! I can't, Felicity.
Very sweary woman, isn't she, Felicity Kendall?
Real cunt.
Real cunt. Real cunt.
Terrible cunt. Wonderful woman.
Wonderful woman. Wonderful.
Oh,
total
terrific
cunt.
Woman, but the terrible cunt.
Terrible. Have you heard that one Felicity Kendall story?
Well, I mean, you tell it better than I do.
Oh, I do.
I shouldn't. I won't take it from you.
There she was. On the set of The Bill.
Oh, yes.
As she always was, you know.
Never left it.
Never left it. Never left it. Played Reg. Many people don't know that.
Real talent.
Real talent.
Real talent.
And of course, by that time, everyone had negotiated their fee would be round about the same because they're all on the bill regularly. But she was like, no, 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 no. I'm the legs in the opening titles. I demand an extra is murdered every day I'm here. And they went along with it, didn't they?
Did.
They went along with it because, of course, well, let's be honest, most extras don't have any immediate next of kin or friends or family. So
it's a kindness.
It's a kindness in a
it's
way.
It's a kindness.
But, I mean, it is. I mean, what a cunt.
What a terrible cunt. But then word got out that, you know, this was, you know, if you were going to go, this was the way to go.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And people would turn up, you know, and say, oh, hurl me off the top of the building, Felicity. You know, and she would say, no, I don't want them to die. It needs to be, you lose something.
You do lose something.
You lose something.
Yeah, people
because initially
join
the bill,
in, don't they?
The bill wasn't about crime, was it? But they had to
no,
sort of...
No, not at all. It was about a couple... walking down the street, having a lovely conversation.
Lovely conversation.
And
they were they'd go for a meal every day and try to work out who owed what.
Absolutely. That was the
that
format.
Was the format of the show. Well, I didn't have a starter, darling. It'd be that sort of thing.
They would.
And then
would.
They went, well, these we've got these bloody corpses everywhere.
I know.
You're dressed as a policewoman, God knows why.
And they dumbed it down.
They dumbed it right down. It was a real shame.
They dumbed it, and of course, cancelled it eventually. So,
yes. You were very good in that. You took
oh, turn. Thank you very much. I mean, I was only in it 400 or 500 times.
Wonderful arc.
Thank you.
Where you
thank
wanted you. A promotion. Never got it.
Never got it. Never got a promotion.
Wonderful.
Never got a promotion.
No.
But of course, I was a judge. There was nowhere left to go.
Nowhere to go. Send me higher.
You can't. You can't. Can't go higher. Can't go higher.
Anyway, that's enough about you. This is really that's about me.
Yeah, it is about you. It is about you. Tom Bell, people, of course, must be very excited that you've recently been part of an absolutely enormous sci-fi movie franchise. Called The Lovely Laser Chronicles. How did all that come about?
The Lovely Laser Chronicles.
The Lovely Laser Chronicles. And actually, before you get into it, can I please ask, on behalf of everyone, is Emperor Breakfast dead?
That's very naughty.
I'm sorry. I mean, we had to ask, didn't we? We all want to know. We all want to know because we saw him fall, but we didn't see him die, did we? We didn't. We would need to know.
There are no closed doors on the Lovely Laser Chronicles. Let's just say that.
Right. Okay. Okay. Being slightly evasive.
He did fall.
There.
He did fall, and I should stop digging one of these days because he wasn't supposed to fall.
Is that right?
He wasn't supposed to fall.
It was just a hole in the green screen studio, and they had to fill it in afterwards.
I got nervous. It's a big show. I knew I was out of my depth.
Yes. No, well, that makes a lot of sense.
I was out of my depth, and I just when I'm stressed, I dig, and he fell.
He fell. Was his stroke okay?
No.
And they called for the paramedics, and I stood, step back. I've got something better than medicine. They said, well, he's got 4 minutes to live, and I said, that's all I need.
Tom Bell, thank you for letting me inside you. Thank you. Tom Bell.
Thank you for listening to Inside the Comedian with me, David Reed. I really am rather strapped for cash right now, so
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.